Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Good afternoon on this beautiful day. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we have our sunscreen on, the umbrella's up, our feet are tanning in the sunshine this afternoon, and we're taking a deep breath before everything of summer. Well, it's not summer anymore when Monday rolls around. That's when we chop off the padlocks and swipe the cards, open everything up for business, and away we go.
That's right. We are ready.
Jenny, colleges all around the country are kind of having conversations with students and with faculty, and Ivy Tech is not alone in that. Talk a little bit about what students and faculty and staff are going to be dealing with to start this semester.
Yes, thanks, Keith. I can't believe, first of all, that classes for the fall semester start on Monday. They start at IU as well, and it's just pretty incredible that all of a sudden we're at the end of August. But we are all ready. We are all ready to greet our students that do eventually come through the doors to either get the service that they need or to take the classes that they're enrolled in. So many of our students are enrolled in face-to-face only or some version of a hybrid. And many are also enrolled in just online classes. So I did want to share that just like every other college school across the country, that we do have a policy on how we expect our employees to act and our students to act and all of that good stuff. As everybody knows, we're mandated by the state to wear masks at all times when we can't social distance, and we've got to remain the 6 feet social distancing from one another and all of those policies and rules and all those things that we've all got to deal with. And so, you know, we have asked our students and all of our employees to acknowledge our policies, all of the rules and regulations that we've set forth to keep everybody safe. So as a student goes to open their portal to their courses on, you know, we have a portal, even if you're a face-to-face student, you're going to be able to get all of the services that you need online. You're asked to acknowledge those rules, policies, expectations for returning to campus in person. And so are the employees. Employees have to also acknowledge the same thing. So just like you've been hearing all across, you know, IU, Purdue, IUPUI, et cetera, we are requiring our employees and our students alike to understand, to acknowledge, and to realize that if they do not follow the policies, there will be ramifications, including expulsions if necessary. If an employee doesn't follow the rules, they'll be going through the HR policies that we have. So just wanting to share that. Don't think I was clear with that before, and making sure that we're keeping Ivy Tech, Bloomington, and the community college as a whole safe for everyone.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, is there any COVID testing of any kind required before students come in the building? I know that you've got virtual going on, but for face-to-face students?
We are not requiring any testing, not at this time. No, we are not requesting that. You know, we're not a residential campus. Our students commute from, you know, from home, from work and all of that, but we are not requiring any kind of testing, nor are we taking temperatures of our students or employees coming into the building. We are asking, however, that they self-check themselves, you know, before coming in. If they're not feeling well, don't come in. We've got the signage for that. The policy indicates that. And just making sure that students and employees are aware of all the things they need to do to keep themselves safe and everyone around them safe.
Do you feel it's advantageous not having a campus housing or whatever it is?
Residential housing?
Yes. Residential housing, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you have no idea.
Well,
yes.
On different levels, I bet, but that's something for you that we're Ivy Tech, you might not have to worry in a different or the same way IU has to worry about, right, where You keep them separated at class, and then you have to keep them separated at the dorm. Then you have to keep them separated after dark, and you have to. Well, you've got a different you've got a different fan base,
a different dynamic because our kids are going to different places as opposed to clustering in one area. So good
That's right, and you know, and we don't have the cafeteria situation. Our cafeteria, but you know, they don't have all of those things that the residential
places of congregation,
college. Yeah, exactly. We don't have any of those kinds of things. So it, you know, there will be students that want to hang out on campus. They, you know, because in between classes, or they want to see, go to the tutoring center. They want to go to the library. They want to maybe talk to somebody. So we will have those people that do that, but we have spaces for them, and they're going to have to wear those masks and all those good things to keep everybody safe.
Jenny, let me, because this is something that anyone that's been to Ivy Tech knows this, but for new people or people that have never been there, there's a whole week every semester we open. There's a whole week of celebration. Each day has
fireworks.
Got a different kind of theme. Well, pancakes and coffee and all donuts and all this stuff. But now everything is virtual. So how are you going to handle the welcoming attitude that you've always had for something different every day virtually?
Well, you're right, Keith. It's going to be a totally different first week of classes on our campus. And as you've mentioned, it's always been just so much fun. And we put a lot of effort, the team in student life put a lot of effort in creating the activities and things to engage students. So all of our welcome back activities will be virtual. Now, that's not to say that there will be a few of us, like myself in particular. I'm going to be around. I'm going to be outside greeting students. Obviously I can't shake their hands and all of those things, but I'm going to, you know, have my name tag on. I'll be out there making, you know, saying our hellos and welcomes and all of that good stuff. I'll be roaming the building. Pretty much have cleared my calendar to do just that because I'm somebody who can do that. I don't teach and many of the others are, if they're not in the classroom, then they're serving students in a variety of ways. So there'll be a few of us doing that, just walking around the building and saying hello to our students. But all the other activities, so for example, we have a virtual mental health first aid station. We'll have those during the day and in the evening for students. It'll all be through Zoom. We have our resource and involvement fair through Zoom. So we've already been communicating to students about what these fairs mean, what kinds of things will you find out. So for like the resource and involvement fair, we're going to share all the different clubs and organizations that we have and any kind of a volunteer work that they might want to do in the community. So all of those kinds of things will all be virtual. We've already shared that. Now we're going to have one event, however, on Thursday that they can come in person. And that's actually going to be our movie night at Starlight Drive-In. So all students and their families are welcome to the drive-in next Thursday, the 27th, from 9 to 11. And they're screening the David Bowie classic Labyrinth. And so that should be pretty good. And it's free to our students. And that's a one way that we're able to at least see some of our students in person. So that'll be a good night.
Yeah, and a good night, too. It'll be nice and warm, not in the 50s like it was last night where everyone was freezing outside. So that's fun. So welcome week at Ivy Tech. It was going to go on all next week, and you have all the fun and games that go along with it. And
that's right.
Labor Day, I know we'll talk about that before we get there, but when is that, the 7th this
yes.
year? Is that right?
So yeah,
we'll go 2 weeks
and
then
we'll be closed.
Have a day off.
Have
That's
a day
right.
off. Well, you're
then
exhausted from 2 weeks of work and the welcome week. Let's get a timeout here and pause that. But as we've been talking about over the last year and a half as well, Jenny, you've got classes that you can go half a semester, a full semester,
right.
part of a semester. It doesn't if you,
exactly.
If you're not ready today, but you are next week, that shouldn't slow you down from getting folks in the door and helping out here in, I don't want to call it the semester because it's not, but it is. But it kind
right,
of is.
Right, exactly. right. We do use the term rolling admission. So if somebody's just not right, quite ready today, maybe they've already talked to us. But if they're not ready to start next week, well, they can start in October or they can start in January or they can start in March. And, you know, we even have 12-week classes and we have classes online, face-to-face, a hybrid of both, all kinds of varieties to fit any schedule. Anybody's work schedule, personal life schedule at home, all of those kinds of things. So you know, if whenever you're ready, come out and talk to us. We will be having an Express Enrollment Day on Saturday. That's not an in-person event, but there is plenty of team members, staff members to help answer questions all through the rest of this week and then again on Saturday. So we welcome everybody to come on over or call us.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest. She is the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, just in case I come through your door on Monday, do you prefer an elbow bump or what is your greeting style?
A 6 foot high.
Yeah, probably a 6 foot high. How you
a
doing?
A virtual hello.
Or something
okay.
like that. That's right. That's right. I'm really going to be excited. It's, you know, we both, like I said, we opened our doors in July.
Yeah.
It's so great to see the students. I mean, when you see them walking in and then, you know, when you get to see them cross the stage and let's knock on wood that that'll happen next May, that we'll be able to hold our graduation. And those are two of the most amazing, best parts of the job that I have is to see both the excitement on all spectrums there. It's really awesome.
Jenny, one other thing, and we don't talk about it often enough, I don't think, and that is that Ivy Tech is not just Bloomington. Talk about other places where Ivy Tech's got classes going on.
Right. So we're a statewide college. We're a statewide system. Mm-hmm. We have 18 campuses and several other sites. For example, we have a site in both Bedford and in French Lick. So we have a space at the Stonegate Center in Bedford. So if you're a resident of the Bedford or surrounding communities like Mitchell, et cetera, you know, maybe you could just, you don't want to come up to campus for a face-to-face. But you could go to the Stonegate Center for a face-to-face class. And all across the state, most of us have some of the same similar degrees, like accounting and nursing and business and IT. But, for example, our campus has the optometric technology and radiation therapy, where other campuses don't have that. But other campuses like Columbus have aviation that we don't have. So there's a wide variety of programs. You know, really, for us, it's all about helping Hoosiers get a good job, get their education, get their certificates, and then land that great job. So it doesn't matter what Ivy Tech you decide to go to. Take a look at our website so you can see all the different programs and degrees across. We certainly hope you would choose Bloomington. But we've got a wide variety of places that courses are being offered.
Now, Jenny, as the weekend rolls on, do you start going to bed a little earlier so you're ready for Monday morning?
Yeah.
I have to. I'm getting up there, man, in age. I got to go to bed early. I start now so I can be prepared for Monday.
That's right.
Jenny, one other thing that is going to be going on, this is kind of exciting if I really understood what it was all about, and that is a special program for women and coding, and the women part I understand, coding, you've lost me already. Talk about that because I think this is exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a program we've done in the past, but this year it will have to be virtual, and which is still okay. But it's a program that we're working with IU and the Monroe County Women's Commission to once again provide a coding camp for young women, young girls, after school. It'll run after school from mid-October to mid-November. I think the start date is October 12th. It's about 5 weeks. Again, it'll be online, and they're going to learn coding. And so faculty from our campus have developed the curriculum for the camp. They'll assemble those Raspberry Pi, you know, those
Oh, I love
computer,
Pi of any kind.
Computer kids.
Apple,
any kind.
Raspberry's
raspberry,
good.
Cherry.
I don't have no idea what Raspberry Pi is.
I don't really either, but this is going to be a great they use this small computer. They put together the Raspberry Pi through a kit, and they'll be learning how to code using that Raspberry Pi. And in addition, we will be having mentors from both IU, again, the Monroe County Women's Association, and these people will be volunteering of their time and helping students understand the camp, walk them through things virtually, and all of that. And it's always great. We've always had it in person, and now this year, we'll be holding it virtually.
What ages are we talking about?
Middle school.
Really?
So you're talking sixth, seventh, eighth grade.
Okay.
Yep. And young girls. That's what the program is for.
you got to start them early, and then they can help.
Dad.
Well, they can help explain it to all the people that are putting this on, because those kids, they know all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't even bother
them. Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't even bother them at all. They think it's fantastic. Nope. They think it's great.
Yep.
They don't know any better, but we know better. That's why we always call you, try to get the information here. Jenny, if people need more information, want more information, well, there's multiple ways to do it. Show up, number one, but you can also pick up the phone and call.
That's right. You can call us at 812-330-6013. And there's all kinds of email addresses that you can email. And the best one, though, is ask Bloomington at ivytech.edu.